Marcel, are you by your computer?
No, but I heard it, and it sounds fine to me. Nina.
Okay, I was going to ask you to read. No, it's okay. Number five, to assure equal treatment of all candidates, each interview round shall be conducted by the same method. Example, phone, in person, etc. All initial interviews shall be by telephone. Now, I think we need to have an even, what's the phrase? Even playing field for everybody. We don't want some people to have in-person interviews, other people on the phone. So everybody has the same advantage. It should be fair and even advantage for everyone. And that's why...
Level. I think the word you're looking for is level.
Level playing field. There you go, yes. I'm thirsty and I'm hoarse. So I think... And I said, this is just from hearing what has gone on throughout the network and people's feedback, why that's there. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa?
Yep.
Okay. You want to read number six, Teresa?
No, go ahead, Renee. Go ahead, Marcel.
All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, except those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
Okay. So we say nothing secret. If, for example, when the committee is being created, if it's two paid staff or three unpaid, one LSB listener member, you know what I mean? Stuff like those types of things should be done in the open. Right?
I think, how about if you say held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, except interviews and those portions where individual candidates are discussed?
Well, I didn't want to limit it to just interviews.
No, interviews and those portions. Not that anyone in the world could think that the general public gets to attend the interviews.
Right.
But there will be some people that if it's not written down, they expect to be able to attend the interviews.
Except those portions where individual candidates are being discussed. Okay.
I
want
to add the word.
You want to spell it out? Okay, go ahead.
Let me start at the beginning. All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, except interviews and those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
I hear you, but I'm trying to think.
It's not a general meeting. Obviously, an interview is confidential.
I'm just trying to
think it needs to be added.
Yeah, because if you give them notice that there's a meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't give notice of interviews.
Right. But then let's say you wanted to discuss something about the candidate. Then you're going to ask people to leave and then go into an executive session?
No, I'm not what I'm saying is not affecting the other portions of that statement. I'm only adding the word interviews and.
Okay.
But if
put it in.
I don't know this, so.
Okay. Put it in, and then when you circulate it to us, because sometimes when I see it, it resonates a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, put it in for now, please, Teresa.
I think everything should still be restricted.
Well, you know what? We're being accused of being too secret, and as long as you're not discussing the names and whatever, and the questions to be asked, I don't see why it shouldn't be open.
No.
Well,
no.
I think that it might expose us to suit.
Yeah, we can't do that.
It just will expose us to suit.
Okay. But the open provision of the bylaws then lets you discussing personnel, proprietary, and all that other stuff.
But this would be personnel, wouldn't it? If we're having open interviews?
No. That goes without saying. Interviews, no. Definitely not.
Okay.
But during the initial stages of where they're going to be placing the ad, you know, things like those. Those
and
don't
what's
need
the timeline?
To be, yeah, exactly. The timeline.
This
but
is
don't need to be in executive session.
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
Yes, when we did have an HR, full-time HR director, and we went through this process, and it was during an ED hire process, and I happened to be chair of the personnel committee at the time, and so what we did was, of course, the first two meetings were all about process, such as this meeting is right now, and that can all be public, obviously. Then once we started going through the application, the board was always given the option of looking at all of the applications if they chose to, but only the board of directors, obviously. So when we left executive session, we would report out that we received 100 applications. There were 25 that we're going to consider in this first round. And then we went through each round, and we as a committee, we would decide what to report out in public session. The whole committee decides that. Then in public session, it was all limited to process, but we could give numbers out. Okay, now we're in the final phase, and the PMB will, in executive session, interview the five final candidates. But we also went through that reporting out process, just generally speaking, that we asked 20 questions that were vetted by our HR director, blah, 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 blah. And so that's when so it's really a very simple thing. As long as in public session you simply discuss process and have everything else in executive session, but report out regularly. And
okay.
That held us in good stead, and that was completely approved by the HR. She actually was part of the committee, was on all of our calls. We didn't have voting yet. Okay.
So Lydia, don't go on mute. Don't mute yet. So are you agreeing with the way this number six is written? All committee meetings should be.
I missed your word. Agreeing with?
No. Are you okay with the way number six is worded? All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, except those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
Yeah, but I don't think that we should use the word except. Just say, and including, executive session when those candidates are discussed, because it makes it sound like we're coming up with an exception to the bylaws and to the Brown Act, so we don't want to do that.
I think the except, because we're saying it should be open, except, so I had to use except there.
I know.
So
I know.
The whole thing has to be
I understand the intent. That's just what I heard. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Problem.
Others can weigh in. I'm not married to words.
No. You don't need to explain. We're just brainstorming. That's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody is a safe place to express her ideas.
Okay.
No problem.
In a mute.
So okay. So let's try to rewrite this now. I think we should let Teresa do it, because Teresa likes to go over these. You want to take a shot at it, Teresa?
Well, you have two choices. All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, except interviews Except interviews and those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
How did Lydia just say it? I forgot how she just said it now.
she said all committee
meetings... Okay, this is Lydia. I think we can say, with the exception of those instances with the exception of those meetings that must be held in executive session to, you know, for purposes of interview or blah, blah. Whatever the wording is about personnel issues, that's established language.
Okay. Except when discussing personnel matters.
I thought it was fine
like
the way it was.
I thought so too.
Yeah, me too. For right now.
Would you read the way it was before,
it's
Lydia? I mean, Teresa, please.
The way it was before was, all committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of Pacifica bylaws, except those portions where individual candidates are discussed. And I wanted to add the word interviews and in there.
Interviews and individual candidates discussed. Is that where you wanted to insert it?
Except interviews and those portions where individual candidates are discussed. I wanted the word.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that is the cleanest way. I think Teresa's right. That's the cleanest way to.
But I think Lydia's argument is, according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, you don't have an open meeting if it includes personnel matters. So you don't use the word except. You use the word in accordance with the open meetings. You include interviews in those portions where individual candidates are discussed because it's not an exception. It's actually part of the open meetings provisions that you're going to have some confidential session.
Well, could we just say pursuant to the open meetings
I have
provisions
lost
of
there.
The Pacifica bylaws?
I think, well, Lydia
all
said,
why not
meetings,
combine both of them and just say open and executive session?
Okay.
I like the way it was.
Because the way you say it, I don't see how that flows. At least it's not flowing to me. Maybe I'm just confused or something. Except interviews and those portions, like you said, Teresa, were individual.
Or we could do it this way. Here's another way. All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and open to the public, comma, according to the open meetings provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, comma, except interviews in those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
You have a lot of open there.
Open.
Maybe
yeah,
we could just say...
Yeah, if it's noticed to the public, then it's open. Say it again,
maybe
Teresa,
we can...
All committee meetings
ahead,
shall
Mark.
Be... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Teresa, and read it again. I'm sorry.
Okay. All committee meetings shall be noticed to the public and open to the public, comma, and held according to the, comma, according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, comma, except interviews in those portions where individual candidates are discussed.
Which will be closed.
Well, that's what the word except comes in handy, because it's saying they won't be open. They'll be noticed, but they won't be open.
Okay. And could I make a suggestion that we could make this language much simpler? We could say that all meetings that discuss the hiring process will be open. Because all we're talking about is the process. That's all we're going to discuss in public, the process.
Well, we could say all committee meetings discussing process will be noticed to the public and held according to the open meeting provisions of the Pacifica bylaws, period.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's it.
And then pull out. Right.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, and it's less room for them to misinterpret what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
So all committee meetings...
Do you have that, Teresa?
Let me read it again. All committee meetings discussing the hiring process or discussing
process.
The process? You
the
want
hiring,
hiring
process.
In
yes,
the hiring
absolutely.
Process shall be noticed to the public and held mm-hmm. according to the open meeting provisions of Pacifica bylaws, period.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's no way that anyone can misinterpret that, because if they do, they have to start adding words in.
Lord, we don't want that.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, it's harder for them to insert. The less
right.
words, the harder for them to insert
yes.
and misinterpret.
All righty. We're getting there. We have four more, ladies.
Are we saying no objections with that wording?
Yeah, no objections. But now, I'm just kidding myself. Okay. So we're at number seven. Oh, this one. Please, we can't have any problems with number seven. The committee shall formulate a list of standard interview questions for all candidates. We don't have any problems with that, do we, ladies?
No.
No. Okay. Number eight. Okay. Teresa, you want to read, please?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Marcel.
No, I'm not in front of the computer. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just you, Andrea, and me.
Okay, I'm sorry. The committee shall decide on its pool and rankings of recommended candidates using single transferable voting, with committee members strongly encouraged to write a brief explanation for their vote.
Okay, now, in this one, I wanted to put in the committee shall decide on its pool, and this will make Lydia happy. She likes ranges. And in parentheses, I was going to put 3 to 5. The committee shall decide on its pool, parentheses, 3 to 5, and ranking. Is 3 to 5 a good number?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Liz? Lydia?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Oh, he is good with that. That was an easy one. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Would it be so bad if they only give the LSB 2 candidates, though?
Yeah, I like 3. 2 is a little too...
Okay.
It's just... You know, we don't want to have too many, but 2 seems a little too little. That's my opinion.
All right.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
In truth, in some of the searches, and I won't specify which, we've only ended up with 2. And that has been where, you know, I mean, it's actually hard to find folks that are so uniquely qualified. But I do think that the committee can have the option of explaining why they don't have that third candidate. You may
exactly.
be completely a complete not fit, and so you wouldn't want people to have to, you know, spend a lot of time going over it. And again, since you have been, and my experience with in the PMV, that since the PMV was given the option of looking at all of the resumes, which none of them availed themselves of that, but they all wanted to see, let's say, the top 5, or the, you know, then they already knew. So I think that's really important, is to not keep the board in the dark. I mean, they can come. It doesn't mean sending it out electronically. What we've done locally here is we will have a couple of, you know, trusted people that everybody agrees on and, you know, show up on a weekend from noon to 4, and any board members that want to come and look through the resumes can. So the board members have the option of getting that information ahead of time.
Yes.
But I do agree with Teresa that it's not realistic to think you're going to come up with 3 all the time. But you also don't want partisanship, because I've also seen this, where partisanship will, if a particular faction dominates the committee and then they, you know, put aside a particular person, that's always like a danger. So it is good to be more, to fall on the side of inclusion rather than exclusion.
That's right. And that's exactly why it has 3 to 5. Right. Hopefully, we won't be doing too many of these hires. And your former concern, Lydia, I did address for you. I just did not put the pool number in number 9. When we get to it, you'll see where LSB members are afforded that opportunity, because I did remember you on that. Okay? So when we get to it. So we're sticking to the 3 to 5, correct? Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
hello?
Please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. If I'm going in and out. Okay.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah, I haven't had a meeting somewhere. By the way, are we at 8 or 9 now?
We're at 9. Do you want to read 9?
Sure. The committee shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations. It shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, along with any explanation written by committee members of their votes.
Okay, thank you. Now, there the pool again would be that 3 to 5. Okay? So I should really put here, that should really read it. And rankings of its recommended pool. Wait a second. Somehow I'm not getting this. This is not flowing for me here now. Oh, God. Pool, yes, and just in parentheses, 3 to 5. There. That's the same pool we're referring to as we are in 8. Right? So that's okay with number 9? That's the only thing that
are you proposing a change here that I'm missing?
You see that that's the last sentence, Teresa? It should also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and ranking of its recommended pool, and in parentheses, the 3 to 5 members, along with any expedited rights. That's
all right,
because I wasn't
Let me read it back. The committee shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations. It shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by the committee members of their vote.
Right. Is everybody okay with that?
Okay.
All right. Now the last one.
I would like to say...
Yeah, okay.
The phrase "of their votes" should be after the word
explanation,
along with any explanations of their votes written by. I think the word "of their votes" refers to the explanations, but maybe I'm wrong.
Along with any explanations written
by the committee members, that's clear. Of their votes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Right, because the committee members are the ones that are writing.
Okay. Right.
Okay,
right.
Number 10.
Number 10, the LSB shall discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the committee.
Okay, and I want to add, Teresa, as a secretary, there's no period there. Okay, or comma, select candidates from the final round of interviews in number 4 above.
I'm sorry, I'm missing something.
No problem. Number 10, right? This is what I'm suggesting. Self-editing here. Or comma. This is what Lydia was talking about.
Okay.
Or comma, select candidates from the final round of interviews in number 4. Remember the LSB member, oh, sorry, I know you didn't type that fast.
Okay, let me see if I understand. In executive session, comma, the LSB shall discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the committee, comma, or select candidates from the final round of interviews. See number four above.
Or remember Lydia wants the LSB to take a look at all of them, so that's why I had to put that in there. I had forgotten that she had that. Or select candidates, because remember, that's why they were there at that interview. Select candidates from the final round.
Okay.
From the final round of interviews in number four above.
You want to say, comma, as described in number four above?
Okay, if you like to describe.
This is Lydia.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I never know when I'm muted or not.
Okay.
So I would just like to explain what my thinking was. I don't know if that reflects. My thinking was, again, given the nature of dynamics on boards, is that the GM should have the option of, again, doing what the LSB did, which is to look at all the resumes. And if somebody jumps out at them and they should be able to go back to the LSB and say, is there any reason that this particular person was not included? This person seems eminently qualified. Then the LSB can say, well, in their interview, they said, you know, blah, 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 or something that was clearly disqualifying, right?
51, yeah.
So that was my only thinking. Not that the GM could just arbitrarily go and pick something out and add it to the pool. This is, but at least it gives the option of query. So that was my thinking at the time. So however that gets worked out.
Well, where
thinking.
Do you think that?
Yeah,
I
the
think
reason
we need to figure out where to put that in.
No, 1 second. Because the GM is an ex officio member of the LSB. So that's why I just used LSB, the in executive session.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So hopefully Ms. GM or Mr. GM should be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 All right. Okay?
I do have two questions before we're finished, and one is about number 10.
Okay.
Are we agreeing that number 10 should read, in executive session, comma, the LSB shall discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the committee, or select candidates from the final round of interviews as, comma, as described in number 4 above?
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
On my end, it's perfect.
All right. And I do have one other question after somebody else.
I don't think there's anybody else.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go off now.
Okay, thank you, Andrea.
Okay,
thanks, guys.
A lot of good work.
You.
Thank you. All right, okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Teresa,
my question is... My question is on number 2. As we've gone through, I've taken that document, and on each thing I've written no objections as we have adjusted it, okay? Except number 2, because we haven't seen the job description, the candidate evaluation criteria, and the confidentiality agreement. So I'd like to know when we're going to see that and when we're going to sign off on those things.
Okay. I will make, let me check my calendar. My daughter is graduating, so I'm going to be a little busy. Let me just check my calendar. My goal was to actually get this to the PNB, but that's not going to work out. Today is the 6th, right? And if the PNB is meeting next Wednesday, so that's out. And then there's graduation the week of the 16th. Well, we've waited this long, so. And I don't want to rush it, but I'm just, we go to 60s, I'm gone. If I try to get it to you next week, I won't be able to meet during the week of the 16th anyway. So it's looking more like sometime during the week of the 23rd. When is the next PNB meeting? Well, let me... gosh. Because by the time it gets to the PNB and it gets stuck there, that's going to be another thing. That means I have to give them the committee process, give them this, give them the confidentiality agreement and the job description. Chances are they're not going to get through all of that in one meeting. So let me ask a question. How about if we do them maybe two at a time, give them the process and the committee description? What do you ladies think?
Okay.
What?
I'm still hanging in here.
Okay.
Just a minute. That's all.
No problem. Right. I'm just, Marcel, Lydia, Teresa, what do you think?
You'll have to explain to me again. I'm confused.
Okay. The PNB's meeting next, let me get KPSCX up here. So what I'm saying, I wanted the PNB to approve the process and the description of the personnel committee.
Yes.
They also need to approve the job description and the confidentiality. I mean, the job description, the candidate evaluation criteria, and the confidentiality agreement. They're not going to approve all five documents in one meeting. So I'm thinking, should I give it to them bit by bit? I mean, Arlene would love to have a standardized process. But I at least wanted to get this done so that she can have it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Are you saying that we're going to have a standardized job description for program directors for all five stations?
We are going to, with the caveat that, you know, if a GM wants to add something or subtract something, but just to have a template that they all can work from. You know what I mean? They should.
Yeah, that's our role, is to provide that template. That's it. Yeah. Okay. Good night, ladies. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But now, what are you suggesting, that we get that done tonight? What are I'm
No. That cannot be done tonight. There's no way. No.
Well, then what are we already talking about it?
Well, because Teresa asked me the question, I'm trying to get to her to tell her when will I be able to send the job description, the candidate evaluation criteria, and the confidentiality agreement out to you folks to take a look at it. So, but because my daughter is graduating, I'll be gone for the week of the 16th. The PNB is meeting next Thursday. I can't give them anything because Lydia, are you happy with this process, Lydia, or you still want to mull it over?
No, this is fine. Well, we worked out tonight, but I just think we should move on and decide. I thought the question was, what is it that we're going to prioritize and take to the PNB at this meeting? What I would recommend is the mandate of the committee, so that
only that one thing.
Well, couldn't we do the mandate of the committee, as Lydia said, and then go ahead and hand them the 10 steps that we think the process should have and provide them with that specific information at the following PNB meeting? Because I don't think they're going to discuss all of this anyway. And if so, they wouldn't be able to give it the you know, they would not be able to review it in a way that we could discuss on the PMB call anyway.
Okay, I agree, and I have a I think I have a solution.
Yeah, it would overburden them.
That's what I said. They certainly can't do all five documents in one night.
No, they just can't.
Okay.
I have a solution, though.
Okay.
Go ahead, Teresa.
We're providing the search process, and we're providing these 10 steps. It doesn't say, we don't have to say a copy is attached, but step number two is we will provide the search committee with a job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and a confidentiality agreement. So the PNB won't have to sign off on those documents, just sign off on the fact that we will give them these things later.
And that makes perfect sense to me, Teresa.
Yeah, that sounds okay. Does that sound okay with you, Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay. So great. So Teresa, can you get this to me tomorrow, please, so I could send it?
I can get this to you in 5 minutes because I'm here on my computer. Within 5 minutes of when this meeting ends, I can send this to you.
Okay.
Well, I move that we adjourn.
And remove acceptance of this.
What about action items? What about action? Are there any other action items?
Well, the action items, you want to go through the correction? Let's make sure we have them?
Is there anything, I'm saying, are there any? Is there anything else that you are agreeing to do or that I'm agreeing to do? I'm agreeing to send this document out within 5 minutes. Is there anything else you're agreeing to do?
There was only the
bylaws question, which I tend to agree with Teresa. I don't think that that's a committee in the bylaws, so that was the only thing. We need to make sure to look at it. But we need to go to the bylaws and look at it. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the only to do thing.
That's right. So that's
before the language gets sent out, Teresa.
Okay. So Nia.
JEWG. So maybe we could adjourn and then...
of personnel committee in bylaws.
Nia mentioned it. No, I didn't mention it. That was a fear.
I thought that you were the one that was going to add the words if it's in the bylaws.
Yeah, I was going to look again. I don't remember it being there, but I just wanted to make sure that I didn't...
But it's only going to be added if it's in the bylaws.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Okay. Good night, ladies.
Okay. Thank you so much. I know I kept a little bit longer, but it was necessary to accomplish. Yay!
Good work. Okay. Good work, everyone.
Okay. Okay. Good night, all. Okay.
Thank you.